As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. Surely God would not have created such a being as man with ability to grasp the infinite, to exist only for a day. No. No. Man was made for immortality.
Are there any ambitious new programs?
There are ambitious new programs. He has done the right thing, and that we should stay the course. Still involved in military action in Iraq.
A brutal, murderous dictator and a menace to the world.
We should see him come in at any moment. Take us there.
All of us have been partners in a great enterprise. Our coalition is leading aggressive raids against a troubled part of the world. Crushed by tyranny, the momentum of freedom in our world is unmistakable. And it is not carried forward. We are dealing with ambitions of empire. Our nation is strong and steadfast. The cause we serve is right, because it is the cause of all mankind. This dramatic progress has brought its own challenge, tests we did not ask for, achievements shared by all. Different threats require different strategies. Our forces are on the offensive, leading over 1,600 patrols a day and conducting an average of 180 raids a week, delivering justice to the oppressed. And the boys and girls of Afghanistan are back in school.
Eternal struggle between two principles, right and wrong, throughout the world.
Shall we expect some transatlantic giant to step the ocean and crush us at a blow?
This is genocide, the deliberate and systematic destruction of all life.
This is a large and important coalition that does not have UN backing, but then most wars do not have UN backing.
But hard to imagine after 1991 that they wouldn't recognize the kind of force and violence that the armed forces of the United States could bring to bear.
Y'all think America's Satan, right? America's Satan.
President Bush warming up in the bullpen.
Time has expired. War is imminent.
And now, the man who will lead us in our proud struggle for freedom, fresh from his bloody triumph.
Father, the sleeper has awakened!
In victory, we have shown the noble aims and good heart of America. The state of our union is confident and strong, and now we face a choice. I believe that God has planted in every human heart the desire to live in the uncertainties of war. We're tracking Al-Qaeda around the world. We're seeking all the facts. We've seen their skill and their courage and armored charges and midnight raids and lonely hours on faithful watch. We have seen the joy when they return and felt the sorrow when one is lost. We love you and we do not want to lose you. The enemies of freedom and the men and women of the American military, they have taken the hardest duty, and we will defend them by our power alone. America is on the offensive to punish children, true threats to our national security. America is a nation with a mission to send the right signal. There are shortcuts to accomplishment. Performance is more important than character. George W. Bush, a serious, continuing danger. We can know that his purposes are just and true. May God continue to bless America.
Coming. Our storm. And when it arrives, it will shake the universe. Emperor, we come for you!
George Bush wants you.
You stand up for this.
George Bush, yes, Roger.
George Bush wants you.
You
want you.
Yes!
Wants everybody.
George wants
Bush.
All of you.
All
together.
Yes, let's fight.
Huh?
America's Jeff Dutch.
George Bush wants you.
Jeff Dutch.
Yes.
Yes.
Meet my veto.